So a Taiwanese man has failed in his bid to sue his neighbours for training a minor bird to insult him. Electrician Wang Hang Chin said the bird called him a clueless, big-mouthed idiot. If only Andy Gray had used a similar thing with respect to Sky, he might have got away with that. Every time the bird saw him, he said, "You're a clueless, big-mouthed idiot," which undermined his confidence to such an extent that he suffered injuries at work. However, prosecutors refused to pursue the case, citing lack of evidence. It's a strange world, Nicola Clancy, isn't it?
That really is. The news gets better every day.
Yeah, well, we like to say that. Officials have insisted that a cat who was summoned for jury duty in the United States must attend, despite its owner's pleas that it cannot speak and does not understand English. When Anna... When Anna Esposito received the summons addressed to her cat Tabby Sal, whose name she'd entered in the pet section of the most recent census, she immediately wrote back, including a letter from her vet, confirming that Tabby Sal was a domestic, short-haired, neutered feline. But officials at the court in Boston dismissed her appeal. When they asked him, guilty or not guilty, what's he supposed to say? She asked, meow. Nice to see that the American justice system is in good hands. Yeah, so there we are. Have you got any other sort of questions or queries you'd like to put to the team, Hannah? Hannah, have you got any questions you want to put to Nicola? I mean, given that Nicola is, she's finished her degree studies, she's cruising in Leicester now, doing wonderful things. Anything you'd like to ask her? Or her radio experience? Or her musical tastes?
Oh, yeah. Who's your favourite artists out there?
Oh, well, I've got quite a few. Getting into new music. Person at the moment is a guy called James Vincent McMorrow. I don't know if he'll be to your taste, but it's worth a listen if you just want to chill out and listen. But he seems like a really good artist, so that's my recent find. I like loads of bands, to be honest. I go into festivals and gigs whenever I can. But, yeah, the bands, the way forward, I think.
That's a full thumbs up, then, for James Vincent McMorrow. An individual artist, or is it the strange name of a band, or are they a bunch of cats?
No, he's an individual artist. He's called James Vincent McMorrow. Mm. So you'll find him on... he's on the classic MySpace.
rhymes with tomorrow. His name's McMorrow. Exactly.
Yeah, McMorrow.
It's like Clancy. Don't call her Nancy. It's Nicola Clancy. All right. All great stuff. Joe, any questions you'd like to put to Nicola about her time at the University of Lincoln? Anything you should possibly look out for, assuming all goes well in the next few months?
Yes. Do you recommend going to Lincoln? Because I'm still kind of. Although I am leaning towards Lincoln, I kind of want to keep my options open at the moment.
It could go any place in the world.
Going to Lincoln, I thought it was great. It's not too big, but not too small. But it depends what you want, really. You know, if you want to go somewhere where it's big, go in Leeds or Manchester, then always high recommendations. But, you just know where you want to go, so...
Of course, Nicola, Leeds or Manchester, they don't have the Siren Studio in their campus.
Oh, well, go to Lincoln then. You'll get your experience.
There we are. No pressure, of course. Interesting. Would you like to define your top today? Because it's always sort of like a fashionista you actually come in with this whole thing.
I've got a hoodie on this.
Yeah, I thought it was a hoodie. Yeah,
it's got like a radio transmitter on it.
Yes. And it's actually saying Super Radio Electro.
On air, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Yeah,
I like to try and go for a thing.
Absolutely. Past weeks he's come in as a carrot, dressed in a dinner jacket, and as a banana. It's always good with the quirky news show. He takes it to those ultimate extremes, which is very good. And today it's that. And not a snood. We haven't done snoods as yet.
No, I can't say I'm a fan of the snood.
It's an odd one, really, isn't it, the snood? Snoods in the restaurant business doesn't really go together, does it?
No, not really.
What's the snood factor like in Lincoln, in Leicester, I should say, Nicola? What's many snoods around walking the streets?
The odd occasion you'll see one, but.
Are you a
snood
wearing? No, yeah. It's got style, you see, that's the thing. Nicola Clancy always has style from that point of view. Nicola, as ever, it's been surreal and just a little bit entertaining, which is what we like. We have two final questions for you, and I think I'll ask Aaron to throw them in. But bearing in mind that, you know, we need to get you up to these location reports in the very near future, somewhere along the line. And the fact of the matter is, Nicola rarely gets out of bed for less than 5,000 curly, but that's 5 million. But anyway, questions.
Nicola, have you had a wonderful time with us today?
Oh, I have indeed. It's been great, thank you.
And can we all look forward to maybe getting yours in not too distant future?
Oh, definitely. Very that good. Is a definite.
I wasn't sure whether you were going to misphrase that and say, can we all look forward to getting on with you in the near future? Please, you know, it's just borderline. Before we know where we are, Karen Brady will be on the phoning up talking about all sorts of things with you.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a nightmare in all sorts of ways, etc. The key thing, as we say, is Nicola Clancy. She will return. Talking about new artists, launching the Midweek Drive Morning Edition on Thursday. You can actually listen to that, in fact. You can say goodbye to Chris Miles, because you say you're not a Chris Miles fan, Hannah. You said you quite like Greg James. Well, he's in the afternoon. Before you actually go to school, you can actually set the sirenonline.co.uk for 8 o'clock Thursday morning, and you'll be able to hear the launch of the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. We'll even give you, to use a wonderful phrase, a shout-out, Hannah. Oh, isn't that nice? In a non-patronising way there. Yeah, a shout-out to Hannah Terry. I'll make sure it's about sort of 10 past 8. How far does it take you from your home to get to St Peter's School?
5 minutes.
See,
I drive.
You drive?
But I don't drive, obviously.
And the police you told
about. Anyway, so you're driven, shall we say.
Yeah.
And it takes about sort of 4 or 5. So you normally leave, what, about 8:30?
About 20 past.
20 past 8. So if I work this sort of thing in for you, say 8:10, you'll be able to listen to the computer and say, oh, yeah. Or you can always wait until I go to school and they say, I've been on sort of online. Anyway, Sofia Tolvik from Sweden, and specifically Stockholm, will be talking to us. And as we said, Nicola Clancy, you'll be back with us again very soon as well, won't you?
Mm-hmm. I will indeed.
Hooray!